Atlanta's best mix of R&B, Magic 107.5, 97.5 is The Ride. Chubb Rock.
Simon Baby.
Yo, in the building, it's the man, Benzino.
Man, what's
up, Benzino?
I feel so good to be up here, man. I've been following y'all's show since I've been in Atlanta, man, and you know, I just come from that whole school of what y'all doing, man. I'm happy to be up here with y'all, and I really appreciate it.
Man, Zeno and my brother Swinger go way back.
Oh yeah,
Rob on a Swinger, yeah.
Tour
right.
Back in the day,
91. Yeah,
you know,
first tour ever.
And we were supposed to.
You like 12? I mean,
he was young, and you know, they went out there with Search, and I had to go to Europe. I couldn't go on the tour, and I came back, and I got all the stories. Yo, Zeno, a good dude, man.
Man.
I was like, yeah, man, you're a good guy, man. And then all of a sudden, I get to Atlanta. He here,
right?
And I'm like, wait a second. Boston, New York, in Atlanta.
Right.
You know, so he's like, nah, man, we'll cross paths one of these days, you know.
Send
so,
Rob my love, too. Man.
Definitely, brother. Right. So people always, you know, now they look at him as reality TV star and all this other kind of stuff. For those that don't know or might need to be reiterated, he's a businessman, and he was involved with The Source, co-owner of The Source, which is the Bible of hip-hop.
Right.
You know, an instrument that helped all of us in hip-hop. Everybody in hip-hop, I don't care who you are, okay? That was the Bible of hip-hop. You know, no one would know who I am without that magazine.
Right. Appreciate that.
And that was something that he was the co-owner. Then he comes with Hip Hop Weekly, which is like, you know, almost took the page of the booklet and the fanzine, put it together. Right. And again, the number one thing for reading of this culture. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer of this culture. And that's the part I don't like, that he doesn't get that credit, you know. And I don't know if it's because I know Love & Hip Hop is a successful show. I understand that. But does that bother you in any way?
Nah, you know, I mean, definitely, like with me, I just try to play the back. You know, even shout out to Dave Mays, you know what I'm saying? Dave, it was a one piece of news letter that he discovered out of his dorm room, and he got his college buddies, and, you know, we just developed a friendship. And, you know, I actually learned a lot about magazines and journalism through him and just brand management, you know. You know, I helped definitely start the Source Awards and the TV show Source All Access with Lisa Ray and Tretch, and the compilations that sold 5 million copies.
Oh,
the Source Hip Hop Hits. I mean, you know, it's just that coming from you is, you know, is everything, because, you know, like, you're one of the living legends in the game. And, you know, we come from that time where it was just about going out there. It was no politics involved. You just grab a mic. There's a DJ. There's some break dancers, there's some graffiti artists, and you go in the park and you just, you know, this is, you know, you just have fun with your people and your peers. And that, you know, with social media, that's lost forever.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm, you know, just getting that from you, you know, that's all the credit I need. You know,
I mean, it's a serious thing, man. I know that, I mean, who else can say that kind of stuff, to have those kind of accolades? And even when I watch the show and I watch these people, and they're great people, and some of them beautiful, and I don't think they understand how deep it goes.
They don't know who they're working with.
Yeah, they don't understand who they're working with. You know, and I say it all the time, even to my kids that might say, oh, yeah, Benzy, I know he's on Love & Hip Hop. I'm like, okay, let's go back.
Right.
Let's really explain this. And then, you know, so that's the only thing I think these shows don't show.
Right. I mean, we live in a time now where, I mean, this new generation, they want to be satisfied fast. It's all about fast. I mean, what's shocking today is next week is gone. Really, tomorrow is gone, and they just want information. Information comes so fast, and what I, you know, you have to be careful is if you're getting the right information. You know, there's so many blogs and there's so many reports now that you don't know really who to believe and what to believe, and I think that's kind of throws us off. But I think this generation, you know, as long as you know, like, that there's shows like what you and Cy doing, is, you know, this is what we need. And you think that everybody's not really listening, but there's a really a good amount of kids out here who are listening and who do appreciate, you know, listening to somebody older than them and somebody who's actually lived a history, because, you know, that those are the golden ages of hip hop, Chubb. Those will never come back. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we live in a time now where, you know, you don't really even know the person in front of you, you know, I mean, that's on your screen, on your phone. So it's like people don't even get to go out here. I mean, they say, you know, kids spend 9 hours on a computer a day, on their computers and their phones. So the whole landscape of just human nature has changed. And, you know, like you said, I believe in the culture also. And I believe that hip-hop has kept us alive, has, you know, really helped us when, you know, drugs and guns were ravaging the streets. And, you know, we really have to preserve hip-hop for the future, you know what I'm saying, after we're gone.
First of all, we want to offer condolences for the loss of your mother.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I know how it is, you know. Yeah. And but you know, and I understood what she meant, but I just want to get your reaction to Mona Scott doing an interview somewhere recently and said, you know, the reality guards kind of smiled on us because the incident brought so much attention to you in the show.
I think Mona was really speaking. You know, I think just like always, you know, when you talk to the press, sometimes your words can be taken out of context. I know me and Mona are very close friends. She's a great person. She's a great mother, a great businesswoman. She's been in hip hop, you know, for a long time. She respects the culture. But at the same time, Mona has a brand called Love and Hip Hop that is very successful, and she has to, you know, this is what she does. She's the CEO of it, and you know, I'm the one that signed on to let the cameras come in my life, and not only your personal life as far as with, you know, women and who you're dating or your family, but also whatever happens to you. And when I got shot, you know, definitely the cameras were allowed, you know, to come up to the hospital and cover it. I mean, a lot of people looked at Love and Hip Hop and was like, man, it's scripted. But then, you know, when she's showing you that she's really covering what's going on in people's lives, then I think people take a step back. It's definitely the number one show on TV. But I think what makes it number one is that the cast of Atlanta and pretty much all the Love and Hip Hop everywhere, I think, you know, you have to open your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, you know, at first, I didn't, you know, really cast for it. I kind of fell on there with Stevie, giving him advice in real life, and then the producers kind of saw it, and that's the first time you see me talking to him, and that's when the monogamous thing came up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in the streets, you know what I'm saying, and I pretty much was a victim of everything that was going on out there, but I got older. I've righted my wrongs, you know, I've admitted to my mistakes, and, you know, I have three kids. You know, I plan on, you know, getting married and having more children. I want to steer them in the right direction. So, you know, doing Love and Hip Hop, it's been a blessing for me, you know, because at the end of the day, a few years back, it wasn't always so cool, you know what I'm saying, you know, to kind of like be associated with Benzino because of whatever in the past of controversies and battles with certain rappers. And I was just a guy that always kind of stuck up for what he felt. I was always a guy that felt like, you know, whether it's in my hood or in hip-hop, that if people are getting special treatment or if there's a disparity there between cultures, you know what I'm saying? Because hip-hop is what brought all the cultures together. I mean, it's done a better job than religion, as far as I'm concerned. It brings everybody together, so.
No, it definitely, I've said that before, too. I mean, it's the only genre that has brought, you know, it was like the real civil rights movement.
Exactly,
I remember back in 93 and Clinton's daughter had on a Public Enemy t-shirt. I know that things have changed.
Right.
Wow.
You feel what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it's a different thing. And, you know, Benzino, what he's talking about, he's always went against some David and Goliath scenarios.
Yeah, man.
And he's the one who survived it, you know. And it's hard to go against, you know, Goliath sometimes. But when you're speaking the truth and things of that nature, man. So I don't know. I just like him, man. You know, and this is the first time we've ever met.
Man, Chubb, man, for years, man. And Dave, you've met Dave. You and
met
Dave
kicked it. Yeah. And spoke to Dave.
Yes.
But I just always liked him, man. I mean, not just because my brother said, hey, man, good dude. But there was something about him. I like people that say nothing is impossible.
Right.
You know, we come from different kinds of beginnings, but it ain't our ending, really.
Right.
It's just a certain beginning.
I believe that.
You know, I think I know the answer to this question, and we've asked it to some people, because you're a music person. Do you like reality television?
I'm a fan of it. You know, I started watching, you know, The Real World, of course, was like the first reality type of thing to MTV, and I remember that. But then, you know, The Real Housewives of Atlanta came on is when really, I mean, NeNe and, you know what I'm saying, and that's, I don't know, I kind of got like addicted to Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at first, when we were shooting it, I'm like, okay, well, you know, Stevie's going through his thing. You know what I'm saying? But I, you know, hey, at the time, I'm single, so I can, you know, I can kind of maneuver around. I don't, you know, my life don't, I could just come in and give advice and duck out. But until this season and a little bit of last is where I really understand, like, wow, you know, it's kind of hard to have a relationship in front of the world. Yeah. And, you know, but then what it does, Chubb, and what it's done to me, it's also helped me because it's helped me really kind of appreciate women and respect women in a whole different light, meaning, you know, being an artist and traveling and, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't always the most faithful type of person. I've been in relationships, but with cameras on you, you know, it's going to make you be faithful. You know what I'm saying?
Because they know immediately.
Exactly.
They know immediately.
See, what now you're going to have all the other women out there trying to put a camera on their man, right?
It's the truth, though. But not just that, though, because, you know, we go through things. You know, you can't have a meltdown on TV. There's been a few guys that ran through the Love & Hip Hop have had meltdowns right on TV, and it goes against you, and you really have to hold yourself together. I mean, it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy because, you know, you're doing scenes with your girl, and something might come up later on when it's just used to. And, you know, it's not easy, but, you know, I found a real special person, and, you know, we have the same interests, and, you know, I love her a lot. It's, you know, I'm about to get married, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's the first time I've ever been married, and, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of, I just feel blessed to be here after everything going on. And honestly, you know, being up here with you guys since I've been in Atlanta, I've listened to you guys more than anything because the music you play and the vibe you have is really where I come from. You know what I'm saying? I come from that. I don't like to call it old school. I just don't, man. I don't even like to use the word old because people take old, and especially these young kids, and they misconstrue it, and it really breaks down the communication with everybody. Like, If you know, a lot of these kids, when they hear old, it automatically turns them away. Like, you know, an old guy can't tell me nothing, but an old guy could tell you everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They like to put, you know, too many expiration dates on our music.
Yeah, man, and we got to stop that because, man, we can, you know, we learn from each other. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if people think and even would ever think that he comes from that era.
Yeah.
You know, because now he said it. I didn't have to say it.
Oh, man, I'm 48 years old.
I went on tour in 91.
Yeah, I'm 48.
So for them to say, wait a second, you went on tour in 91.
Man.
I just thought the last record was maybe a couple of years ago. Now you have a new record now.
Listen, I remember going, you know, my first time I was in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I'm from Boston. And we was going up there with a basketball league. And it was, the DJ of the gym, of the situation, played Suck MCs and it's like that. And it's the first time I've ever seen a name belt. And, you know, and my father's from New York, so at 11 years old, I was cutting 2B Real and Apache. So, I'm from the breakbeats era and all that. It's just that I remember moments of going to Wild Style in 79, seeing the movie, and just certain things that really changed my life for the better with hip-hop. And, you know,
these people ain't gonna, they're not gonna believe it. They're not gonna believe that with this kind of information that he's telling you. So now we gotta at some point tell them what Wild Style is, you know, what it was.
One of the greatest movies ever.
You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, it's funny that he has that kind of, well, you know, I always say, man, you know, I guess these reality shows, they tell a story, but they don't tell your longevity. They tell your story.
They tell
from
a chapter,
you came in,
but they don't tell the whole story.
Right.
You know, they're just telling the chapter of
Benzino
your life.
Benzino from 2000 and
exactly,
whatever it might have been when it started, three years ago, 2001. Not 2011.
The first song I put out was in '86 on a 16 track, and I remember we used to have to carry them big rails around.
Oh yeah,
those huge that can only fit maybe two songs on them. You spent $150, and if you want to do an album, you had to spend over $1,000 just on these big rails. And I still got 10,000 over in Iron Horse Storage. 10,000 albums I've been collecting since '86.
Wow.
And everywhere I go, every city I've lived in, I've taken, I got over 150 crates of over 100 albums. Man, I got.
That's y'all, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, one day, so I guess that's a hip hop thing,
day.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because Chubb has a collection out of this world. So between y'all.
Man, Chubb.
It's extra, man.
I mean, but if you go in there, you have to wear one of those hospital masks and put gloves on.
Yeah.
You're going to be dusty.
Because you're going to dirty.
Oh, you're going to be dusty.
I got promos. I got paid in full test pressing.
Man. long playing EPs. Yeah.
I even have some 2 inches of other people's joint. Uh-oh. When certain studios closed.
Really?
Wow.
Me and Swinger would go there and just say, "What, you're closing? What's..." Well, Def Jam didn't pay this.
Wow.
They didn't pay this. We'll take all that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
in my crib.
Oh, yeah.
2 inches.
What do you
if you want them, come holler.
What do you
think? I mean, serious record. I mean, man. Record that sold millions, and you figured they would have those 2 inches under their bed or whatever.
That's like King Tut's tomb in the music world. Exactly. Yeah, hip hop. Trust me.
Exactly.
There's 2 basic studios in New York that closed down, and I guess these labels forgot about that, didn't pay the storage bill, and
got it.
Wow.
That's me and Swinger was all about that. Let's go.
Wow.
Got some money in my pocket. How much I want that? Definitely want that.
I used to go.
I'm gonna bump into him.
I used to go over, you know, girls' crib and go down. Yo, usually their mother, father would have, or their grandmother would have all their albums in their basement, and I'd be like, y'all, they just sitting around. I'll come down there and get them. I used to just get, and then we would go on college radio. And I hate to say this, but man, we would clean them out for all this.
Because college radio always got the
records. We would clean them out, boy.
Always got the records.
Yeah, man. One day, man, you got to come up there and see my collection. It's crazy.
Yeah, same here,
yeah,
brother.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, some of it is here. Some of it's still in Brooklyn then. But
so 2014, you got a new song.
Yeah, it's called Walk Away, man. You know what I'm saying? Rick Ross is on the hook. You know, he had actually did a remix to K Camp's song, and he had mentioned me, and then we just threw that on the hook, and people are really loving the song. Shout out to Zaki up here. He's part of my management team, and you know what I'm saying, people are really taking to the song. You know, I mean, you know, I love music. Like my son, 20 years old, he go to AIM now, and you know, we're always doing music, you know what I'm saying? So I just love music, man. Like that's, you know.
That's what it is, brother. You can't put no date stamp.
No.
We don't deal with the chart. Cover yeah. is and nah. who do, nah. It's music, man.
Come on,
it's the love music. Of music.
It's not sports, you know. In sports, you might not be able to run that, you know. You might not be able to run that 4 the same way no more. You know what I'm saying? That in that 40, but with music, man, it's like, man, I Aerosmith's getting ready to have a concert down here. Man, I want to go see him. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I want to go to that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Be a good show.
I mean, you know, history is history, man, and it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm just glad to see you, man. I'm glad that you're doing well. Glad that everything worked out, and you know. Things could have been worse when the incident happened.
Man, my arm is about 60%. I've been going to over there at Emory, and I definitely want to plug them. Shout out to Luis and everybody over there at the physical therapy at Emory and Smyrna because, man, you know, they really got my arm back for a minute there. I didn't think I would really have any type of movement in my arm again. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like 60% there, and I still got, you know, a few months, you know, to regain my strength, and I get back in the
gym. God is good, brother.
Man, God is great, man.
And you know what? We also, and I think I can say this on Chubb's behalf, you said you're about to get married, and I guess on the show we will probably be invited to the
wedding.
Yes,
man, you kidding me?
You know, but I
DJ,
truly,
I would love for y'all to come, like, for real.
Yeah, man. We do an old school.
Oh, yeah, we got to have
an old school reception.
Yeah, we got to have that.
Yeah, we do grown folks reception.
Grown folks reception. No more old.
No more old. Sorry. I apologize. Yeah.
Grown
folks reception, yeah.
But I just want to say, you know, on behalf of 2 gentlemen who enjoy their wives at home, we hope you enjoy your marriage as much as we enjoy ours.
How long you guys been married?
Oh, been a long time for me, brother. 20 years.
Man. 21 for me.
Man, you guys are my role models.
But
yeah.
You guys,
for real.
But you know that.
Three. Man, to have 3 men married in here is like rare. Like, you know what I'm saying? As you see, she bought me this. She said she wants me to wear it. It's like the pre thing. I've never wore it. I have a wedding ring on because I got her, of course, the big diamond. She's like, well, here, I want you to wear this. And I was like, it makes me feel a little more mature already. Like, you know.
Something that me and Sia do, man. Arguments, if there's an argument.
Yeah.
Because I don't argue, but.
No.
It lasts 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it don't stay in the house after.
Nah, don't come in my house.
Hey, you got 5 minutes to say it all.
Wow.
After that, we're eating something, we're kissing, let's go watch a movie.
Wow.
But as a matter 5 of fact, minutes, I don't need it announced.
At my house, the rule goes even farther. Anybody visiting, I don't care, family otherwise, anybody visiting my house is not allowed to argue. You start arguing and cussing and fussing in my house, your luggage will be on the street.
Wow.
You got to get up out of it.
Promise.
Man.
I told my wife, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't think she even ever used that 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and most of the time she argues about me not doing something for my own, for myself.
Right.
Man, you guys are amazing, man. And, you know, this is what, young black men need to really be around is you know, you guys are role models. It's the truth, and I, you know, and so are you. I appreciate
absolutely
you.
And so are you, brother. Because like I told you, we all come from some different kinds of beginnings, man.
Yes.
Because I mean, hey, when none of us was born with a silver spoon in our mouth,
sir.
And to get here, and you say you're 48, still doing it, you've accomplished a lot of things. People need to see that, man. You know, it ain't about everyone saying, oh, man, my life has been squeaky clean, and
No, it's been a roller coaster.
It's always a roller coaster, man. And you're still here, man. So I appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you very
much. Loving hip-hop.
Yes.
Atlanta, number one show on television.
Yes.
Sup, man. Baby. Yes. Chub Rock.
I made it.
I made it.
Look, when I said Ben, you said
Zeno.
Ben.
Zeno.
Let's do this,
I like
baby.
That.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
My man.